The following program is paid for by Little John Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brook Communications, its affiliates, or its employees.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now presented by Little John Financial Services. It's David Little John with True Wealth on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
What's going on, everybody? This is Matt Dixon, and you guys are listening to the True Wealth Radio Show, where with me in studio today is the awesome, the wonderful, the great...
Justin Bruggeman.
Yes. David is out today, so we've got this show covered. We're fired up, and we're ready to go.
He's hanging out in Leavenworth, not the prison.
Yeah. Thank you for that, yes. I don't know. Have you ever been up there, Justin?
I have not.
My wife went up there, and she had so many good things to say. Apparently, it's just like a Hallmark movie. Like, you just walk into it, and everything's perfect. You got the snow. You've got all the cute little shops, all the fun little things to do. I'd like to see it at some point, but
I've
not this
heard
one.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Seems cold.
Yes, very cold. Sometimes the weather driving from here can be a little difficult with all the snow and the ice and elevation changes. But hopefully he's having fun. I'm sure he's got like a full-on Christmas spirit thing going on right now, right? Like, you can't be in that place and not just be full of
right.
Christmas spirit. And that, I think, is kind of the topic or the show today. We
is it
are
Christmas spirit?
How many days away are we? Like, what? Six,
I know it's next Monday. That's
yes,
all
we're like 6 days away from Christmas or something like
yep.
that. It's upon us. And I don't know about you, Justin, but I'm feeling like this sense of I haven't done enough present shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. But it's tricky because my wife and I, we set a budget, right? So this year we were like, okay, you know, we have some other things that we want to do. We have this vacation planned in February. We're going to be really responsible for the holidays. And we're not going to blow too much money like we normally do. And
right.
We're going to save that for this vacation. And so we set a pretty small budget for presents this year. But now the conversation, you know, almost every night is, well, I feel like I didn't do enough for you for Christmas or something. There's like, for some reason, there's that guilt. And so now it's like, do we up the budget and like
right.
get each other
it
a couple more
gifts? It always seems like you have it in your mind. Because I feel like we say, we're like, we're going to go light on Christmas this year. And it never happens. But it's like, you almost agree to not go crazy on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start panicking.
Because
yeah. it's like, I didn't get enough. And
right.
then when you're out of the window to get like stuff on sale, or
mm-hmm.
you got to pay extra to get it delivered.
No one wants to be the person that underperforms for Christmas. Right?
Right.
And so even if you set a budget, there's this temptation to be like, well... Surprise, it's
a
present.
I can creep over it.
And then you look like the good guy, even though you broke the rules.
Yeah.
But then you shame the person that spent less? I don't know. I don't really know how that works. But it's a weird dynamic. And Christmas, I don't know. If you're into presents and that's your thing, it can be an interesting time. So,
are you done with shopping, Matt?
I think I've got a few more tricks up my sleeve.
Okay.
I think I might break the budget this year, and hopefully my wife isn't listening to this radio show because then she's going to go spend more on me too. So, but Justin, I know we kind of talked about this before going on air. We wanted to kind of like just talk about Christmas today and some
mm-hmm.
of the gifts that are floating around out there, some of the market trends that we're seeing with where is the money flowing, right? Like, what gifts are being purchased this year? And so if you are a last minute Christmas shopper, maybe like Justin, who's raising his hand in studio, you can use some of these maybe some of these gift ideas in the last minute Christmas shopping
mm-hmm.
to find something that's trending or in style this season. So Justin, what do you got for us? What's something that's been a big seller, maybe by a category, I don't know, maybe by top products? What do you got? You found some really interesting data for us.
Well, there we went everywhere looking at different things. So here. Should we start on the top 25?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Or
I don't care.
Or we go to the Amazon kind of select.
How about let's
research.
Leave the top 25 for later, because everyone wants to know, like, what's the best-selling gift? So let's kind of just go into some different maybe categories and say, what are some of the best sellers in different categories, and maybe help some people pick some gifts this year?
Yeah, which don't quote any sources on any of these. Like,
no,
kind of just
this was sloppy.
We're curious.
Yeah.
But if we're going categorically, and this is mainly off Amazon, so kitchen and dining.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
This season,
Trendful Stanley Cup.
My wife actually asked for one of those this year, so she must be part of this trend. Everyone wants a Stanley Cup. I'm seeing them in almost every girl's hand these days, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
the Stanley Cup is the new thing.
And then, of course, number two is the knockoff Stanley Cup.
Oh.
That looks just like it. It's
for
just a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was like half the price,
yeah,
right?
Like,
I think a Stanley Cup with the little metal straw and the bendy plastic part on the top.
It's a fashion statement at this point.
$45 for a cup. Yeah, it's insulated, but you know, you look at like a Hydro Flask or any of these other main brands, they're like $25-$30. So you're buying that little symbol on the cup for sure. And then the third one,
the meat thermometer.
Everyone's tired of food poisoning, so they're just throwing in the towel. They're like, no more food poisoning.
What I actually think it is because it's just after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And everybody's cooking, and then they're like, oh gosh, I need a new one, or
maybe
I don't have one. I'm relying on the popping or
maybe
whatnot.
That's like, you know, maybe all the guys that are barbecuing, maybe that's what they're looking for, right? They're like, I need a meat thermometer for the Traeger. Like, I want that. So maybe then it's a good stocking stuffer, right? Like, pretty inexpensive. Everyone needs one. It's a good gift idea.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one, Justin, you talked about this a little bit. I hadn't even heard of it until today.
Yeah, it's the battery-operated salt and pepper shakers / grinder.
Americans, you know, they're portrayed often as kind of lazy or like, I don't, maybe lazy isn't the term, more like a gadget-loving country, but like, you can't turn your hand and wrist or whatever and like grind the salt or the pepper out of it.
Buy it all the way already ground.
So do you is it a push button? Like grind my pepper, grind my salt.
I don't know. I think it's actually censored where when you lift it,
all you got to do is flip it upside down.
Turn it. I think.
Man.
I don't own one, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay. That's an interesting one. Fourth on the list. That
was in the kitchen and dining. Cause
mm-hmm.
Not in all lists.
I thought the clothing list was a little interesting. The Carhartt beanie is really popular this year. And so was like the men's Carhartt jackets. Both those were really popular. But the beanies in particular, super trendy, high on the list. I wonder if it's also because the price point is pretty attractive, right? Like
maybe.
$20 gift. Everyone loves Carhartt. That's a really, really popular gift.
And everyone needs a beanie this time of year because they've lost
cold.
Their one they got last year.
Why is it so easy to lose, like, gloves
and
beanies? I don't understand. I don't know where they go. I don't know if there's, like, a deep, dark hole in the closet, but I have that problem where I'm like, I know I have, like, four pairs of gloves, but I can't find any of them.
I think it's because it goes in a sock drawer. And nobody keeps control of a sock
in the
sock
very,
drawer.
Very back of the sock drawer
right.
Where you're only using the pairs that are in the front.
Yeah.
Probably I'll go look there after the radio show's over. You number two hits pretty close to your heart. You recently acquired a pair of these.
I did, the Crocs.
But not just any Crocs.
Oh, yeah. I'm weird, so I don't like walking around barefoot or anything like that. So I don't like the way things feel on my feet. Like I like sandals, I'll wear those. But like if I'm walking around the house, I either have socks on or I'll get up and put sandals on.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the feel of the Crocs without linings.
You didn't like the rubber on your foot feel, you know? So
So I got some that are lined and I love them.
They're fleece lined, right?
Yeah, I don't
know
what they're
lined. Do your feet
with.
Get too warm with that though?
No.
Okay. All right. So
because it's a sandal, because your foot's not wrapped in it.
Fleece-lined Crocs. Yeah. Interesting. It's like slippers, but with holes.
Yeah.
Winter clothes was third on that list.
Yeah, sweatshirts, pajama pants.
I heard that during Black Friday, and I don't know if this is real, but like 40% of sales was clothing this year. So that doesn't surprise me. Winter clothes, everything's cold. Everyone wants a flannel. It's big. It's trending. I like it. Under the cell phone accessories, what else did we come up with here?
Oh, this one has screen protectors.
Everyone drops their phone, everyone. And everyone's wised up, right? Like, I remember the days before the little glass screen protectors,
mm-hmm.
where you would get a new cell phone, and in the first week, sometimes, you know, you'd drop it, and then, oh, I shattered my screen, and now I need a new phone.
The technology of the screens has changed a lot.
It's true. Screens have gotten a lot tougher, and those little adhesive glass protectors, they sell like hotcakes for a reason. It's cheap insurance to protect your phone. So,
yeah.
And a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah. I even thought that I broke mine, and I go home and I take it to my wife, and she grabs it, and she's like, you...
Oh, so you thought it was actually
broken.
Yeah, I thought
it
broke.
You
didn't know that she put
I was showing her so we could order a new phone and everything, and she just grabs it and peels the thing.
I wonder how many people have accidentally ordered a new phone not realizing that they had the protector over their screen.
I hope it's more than just me, because I would have.
The second one surprised me. A portable charger.
No,
I thought that was
that
like,
doesn't surprise me at all.
I thought that was like 2010, but here we are in 2023, and apparently those little tiny slim chargers.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I guess it shouldn't surprise me because everyone's addicted to their phone these days. My wife claims I'm on mine 24/7, and then you go into the screen time, and you're like, "Gosh darn it, you're right."
Right. Well, then, so the portable chargers. I think half of the blame is the next most sold. Is the wall adapters for the new USB-C adapters that nobody has.
No. Do you know how much money's going to be made on just changing it from, is it, the micro USB over to
the Apple ones,
whatever. Over to this USB-C. Mm-hmm.
Once the transition's done, it's going to be awesome. But it's going to take a while.
The next best thing.
Well, it's supposed to be one thing will charge everything.
Yeah, we'll see.
Supposed to be.
I actually am kind of glad, though, that Apple and Android have finally decided to make the switch over to the same charging cord.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've jumped in a friend's vehicle and been like, great, I can't charge my phone.
I mean, how many of the old Nokia chargers do you have still at your house somewhere?
Stop. It's true. Yeah. I bet you I could dig up like a box full of those up in the attic.
But I think that's why the portable chargers came more common. People got tired of buying the wall things.
Do you ever think...
And then you just plug straight into the portable.
Do you ever think we're going to see the day where everything is just wireless charging? I mean, it's in my vehicle, right? Like, my wife's brand new rig.
Right.
It does not have a single cord in it because I just drop it in the little, like, holder thing and then, boom, my phone is charged. So, I don't know. We'll see how long these cords continue to last for.
So, computer accessories. Come on. This one's kind of...
Yeah.
This was the Amazon search. So.
Yeah, so you wonder if they kind of like rigged it. But yeah, those Amazon Fire tablets for like $50 or $60.
Yeah.
When you've got an Apple iPad at, you know, $350 to $400 and then they come in at like $60, I feel like there's a reason why that's a big seller.
Yeah.
Gotta watch those costs. Okay, we're gonna blast through these last four, and then after these four, we're gonna take a quick profit break. But automotive. I hadn't seen this until recently, and you said...
I have. I've looked at them because I want one.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know, call it like the slime that the kids always have now.
Yeah.
But you just like push it into your vents and stuff and pull it out, and it just pulls all the dust.
It gets into
stuff.
Those little nooks and crannies
that
where you
can't
clean
in.
Or can't vacuum, and it pulls it all out of there. Uh-huh. That gel cleaner, it's kind of cool. Everyone should have number two, in my opinion, which is
car vacuum
the portable...
Cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that like plug into the wall and you can just walk around with a hand. Those things, more than just your car, those things are awesome. I love them. Grab one. And I also have number three, the portable tire pressure gauge. Those things are really cool because once you charge them up.
The ones that inflate too.
Yeah, you can take them anywhere. It's got a light and you can even set the PSI now.
Right.
And just push a button
and
it'll
just
inflate
stop.
To like 35 PSI and turn itself off. Last one, because we got to get to this break. Trash can for the car.
That has little
pockets.
I need one of those for my boat. There's always fishing line and random hooks. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more Christmas stuff. So stick around. You guys are listening to the True Wealth Radio Show on 93.9 and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the True Wealth Radio Show. I'm Matt Dixon, and with me in studio today,
Justin Bruggeman.
If you happen to miss the first part of the show, we were just blowing through a bunch of different things on Amazon that were trending by category, and we wanted to kind of walk you through maybe some Christmas gift ideas, and we're going to do a little bit more of that on the show today. So we're not done with it. And if you're wondering, Matt, Justin, why are you guys talking about this? How is this relevant to financial stuff? You're going to have to stick around till the end of the show, because we are going to tie this thing all together.
We'll try.
Well, we'll try. I think it's going to go better than you expect.
Let's be a little bit real. This is the Christmas week show.
Yes, it is. And with Christmas, oftentimes comes some giving, right? Mm-hmm. We're giving presents. We're going to talk about how gifts might apply in other areas other than just presents. Well, that's as much of a hint as I can give on it.
A little bit. I mean, we can't talk about budgeting at this point.
No,
It's 5 days till.
No.
The budget's already ruined if it is.
Right.
Yeah. Or it may be in the next. Try not to do it. Try not to do it in the next couple days.
I feel like if you're talking about setting a budget at this point in the year, which we talk about that on this show a lot, right? Setting a budget and all this other stuff, being financially responsible. We're throwing it out the window right now because it's the holidays and I don't feel like being the Grinch that stole Christmas this year. I don't. So
just be smart.
Yeah, maybe don't go into massive amounts of credit card debt to finance Christmas. Maybe that's your decent financial advice of the day.
I know that they're saying Fed rates are plateauing, but let's be a little.
Yeah.
They're still high.
You love how the Fed hints at maybe even a rate cut, and then the markets hit basically almost all-time highs, you know, in the S&P.
Still got a little ways to go.
It's getting close, but so, Justin, I kind of want to talk about all these gifts that are going on and even some of the legwork, right, that has to go on behind the scenes, because I think we kind of take it for granted, right? We log on to our Amazon account and we're like, I'm going to get it in 2 days. Boom. And it magically shows up. But I don't think we always fully think about the complexity of that.
Oh, the logistics that go into all that.
It's crazy.
I don't even know how Portland Airport does it. You know, whoever controls all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine all these packages that people just spent millions and billions of dollars on.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was reading something that Amazon receives 66,000 orders every hour. And it ended up being $390 million a day in goods that they're having to deliver, which was 1.6 million packages per day that just Amazon, of all the companies out there, is pushing through the system, over 1.5 million packages per day, which to me, that's crazy. And I know that, you know, you found some even crazier stats where it's looking at how much stuff is actually being delivered in the United States on a daily basis. And according to the numbers, UPS is delivering 27 million packages per day and 25 billion per year.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's just one delivery service, right? You throw FedEx in there and tack on another 10 million. You put UPS in there, that's another 24 million. So we've got what? 60 million packages a day just in the U.S. that are getting delivered.
Mm-hmm.
The logistics behind keeping that organized, making sure package A goes to package B. It's like the greatest feat in human history.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Right?
Yeah. So it just made me curious. The average person in the United States, Matt, if you could guess, how many packages does the average person receive each year?
Oh, you know what? So for all of you that are listening, I don't have this number in front of me. I truly don't. And I am probably not a good person to like gauge my own spending off of, because I order everything from Amazon, right? Like, there's probably 1 to 2 packages a day coming in. So for me, I'm probably getting, I don't know, 450 to 500 plus packages in a year.
That much in a year?
For me, easily.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but the average person, I'm going to go way less. I'm going to go 275.
21.
What?
Say 21.
21 packages in a year get delivered to their house?
Yes.
What are you guys doing? Okay, like,
which is far behind China, by the way, that gets 70 or more per person on average.
Oh, per person?
Per person.
Oh, okay. Well, if I was to adjust that down, you know, for the household, I'm probably more like 200. But see, I told you, I'm a statistical outlier in this, because I just don't like going to the store. And so in Amazon, I get the point, like, what, 5-6% back on my credit card. I love it. So I'm an Amazon junkie, and I'll admit it.
Which, I'm not going to lie, my household is tremendously above average as well.
Would you say you're getting 1 to 2 packages a day? Think about it. Like,
probably not a day. I bet you we get, on average, 10 a week.
10 a week? Now we're over a package a day. See, I'm saying this adds up, no, Justin.
Yeah, I don't know.
It adds up. It really does. That's
probably more than I want to know.
Yeah.
Because we have stuff on auto.
Can you please start tracking that for me?
No, I can try. I know that, like, I have no problem finding boxes to wrap Christmas presents.
Right.
Other than the ones I haven't burned.
I'm actually, like, I know I'm getting in the weeds here, but I actually have gotten upset at this, because in my household, I'm the only one that breaks down the cardboard boxes.
Oh, don't even get me started.
And I think Roseburg Disposal has to hate me, because there's been days where I've got cardboard stacked like 4 feet tall next to the garbage can, and I'm like, they can't like me, right? Like, so many cardboard boxes.
Well, we don't have, because they don't come and pick up.
Are you outside
cardboard?
Of the delivery area?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're so, out in the country. That's right.
And so I burn it. But when we go through the summertime and I can't because of fire restrictions,
do you have like
it's
a garage?
It's a full-on like burn party once we finally can.
Dude, you could probably see that fire from outer space with a satellite.
We have a side garage and it's pretty full of stuff.
You have a garage just to store cardboard boxes until burn season opens up.
And my family does not break down cardboard either. We have this magic thing in our house, which they think I don't figure it out or something, is they just open the door to the garage and
they
throw.
Just throw. They don't organize it.
No.
So do you have to go out there?
So I do it. Yeah.
You know what? You're feeling my pain. You can associate with with what I'm going through.
It's
with
magic.
All these boxes. oh my goodness. Justin, do you got any other stats for me? Like in regards to spending?
Well, the United States Postal Service is what was crazy to me.
Yeah. What did you find?
4,900 items shipped per second.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
I thought Amazon was bad. That's way, way, way worse, right? Like the amount of stuff that UPS, or that's USPS.
USPS, yeah.
Yeah, 4,900 pieces per second.
Yeah. If you put all of them together, it's like, no, was it 60 million?
Right. That's nuts.
Per day.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
People get a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
See, when I look at those numbers, I'm like, we're doing okay.
Like, you're like, hey, I'm just...
It all depends on the perception you want to look at it as.
There you go.
You know, on national average, I'm above average. On the scope of everything, maybe not.
Yeah. I know that, you know, because we started the show kind of talking about holiday spending and what retail's doing. I think it's kind of important for investors to know this too. But we have seen an absolute... like astronomical jump in the amount of spending that's happening during the holidays. we looked at a chart before we came on air to try and get a gauge of like, what does the U.S. consumer spend, you know, year over year? And we went back to like the year 2000, right? And, you know, it was like the steady increase
It was like 4.9% a year it would increase.
Right. Which is, like, you know, slightly more than inflation historically averaged. So it wasn't anything radical by any means. But you roll into COVID starting out, right, where everyone's at home thinking about each other maybe a little bit more. What did we see as a percentage of, like, increase in spending
so
in 2020
in
2019?
2019, which was pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was still in that trend. It jumped, like, 9.3%.
Right.
And then from 2020
basically doubled from the year prior.
2021, it jumped like 13%.
From 2020.
From 2019.
Yeah. And so then you fast forward to 2021, and then we start seeing all this money printing where people got more money in their pockets. And
it jumped. So, yeah, it was like, in 2019, it was like $716 billion. But that was, so 3 years prior to that, it was like 500, I think it was, when we looked.
Right. So, in 2019, spending was at $716 billion just
for
holiday
spending. Yeah.
You fast forward that to this year.
And this is the trending number that they're guessing between $957 billion and $980 billion.
Yeah. And so in the matter of 4 years, we added over $200 billion of extra spending into the holidays.
About $250 billion, yeah.
Since 2019, the American consumer is still going strong.
Oh yeah,
like the numbers don't lie. So for everyone that's like, oh, you know, people aren't spending as much during the holidays.
They're spending as much. They just might be buying a little bit less.
Yeah, and they might be putting a little extra on the credit cards this season, right? So that is interesting to look at. Justin, I think we're kind of coming up on a break. But when we get back, let's talk about where did this extra $240 billion with a B go?
What was this spent on?
Okay, so you guys are listening to the True Wealth Radio Show on 93.9 and 1240 KQEN. I'm Matt Dixon.
And Justin Brugman.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the True Wealth Radio Show, where I am Matt Dixon, and with me in studio today is
Justin Brugman.
All right, Justin. So we have been covering a ton of stuff today. We've been talking about the holidays and the spending, what's been going on, kind of some of the trends that we've seen inside of that retail space.
If people missed the first half of the show.
Yes.
Where do they find it?
Yeah, go to our website at littlejohnfs.com. Check out the podcast section where we, you know, we replay this stuff and bring it back to you guys. We even have been putting out some like shorts on YouTube that have been really, really popular. I think the first one the first couple that we launched had, you know, a couple thousand views in the first 24 hours or something. So, if you want those little quick hitters, we've got them for you. Check it out on YouTube. Justin, Americans are spending like an additional $240 plus billion a year compared to where we were just 4 years ago during the holiday season. We love to give gifts. Let's talk about, because we hinted at this earlier in the show, we're going to give you the top 25 most popular gifts for 2023. And I want you to like get a piece of pen and paper out or keep a mental list. If you don't happen to have any of these things, you get a gold star because you've just bucked the trend hard, right? Like,
if you don't have any, or did you purchase any?
Either or. Let's go either or. Yeah, if you don't own any of these things or you didn't buy any of them this holiday season, congratulations. You have officially bucked the trend. And if you haven't bought any of them or you're looking for a last-minute gift, here's what's popular. Here's what everyone wants this season. So, Justin, what was... Should we go in, like, reverse order?
I think we go reverse.
Yeah, let's lead up to this. What's the most popular thing? You're going to have to wait, okay? We've got, like, maybe 5 or 10 minutes here where we can go through this.
Okay.
I love number 25 on the list because this one I did not expect to see.
I wouldn't even... Hair wigs?
Hair wigs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was really... I thought it was a thing.
I thought
obviously.
Wigs were kind of a thing of the past, but apparently they are like heavily in style this year. Everyone wants a wig. So that one's kind of cool.
It's coming. Yeah. We'll have to give it a shot.
Yeah. Let's see what else was on here.
The 24. UV lights.
What are those even... I don't even know. Like, what are you guys using the UV lights for? Maybe I know sometimes people like have those little UV lights that you put your phone into the little box that has them and it disinfects your phone without having to wipe it down.
Huh.
I've seen that.
Never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah. Number 23, reusable water bottles. We talked about this earlier, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It is all the rage. Number 22, power banks. We talked a little bit about
the
that.
Chargers. Yeah. Yep.
21, we had to buy one of these this year, baby carriers.
Yep.
We had a newborn, and that thing, it'll save the day. Justin, what else do we got?
I mean, 20 smart plugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are, they interest me.
Really?
A lot. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if everything can be automated.
I almost bought one just because I don't want to have to, like, try and reach around the Christmas tree to unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some Christmas lights hung up, and I'm like, man, this thing.
If it was up to my wife, everything would be automated, but yeah. I wouldn't know how to do anything. But, you know, you can make it where, you know, things turn on at certain times in the morning and,
mm-hmm.
like, gradually get lighter and... They have smart switches, smart bulbs,
if
smart plugs.
If David was here, that would be the end of the show. You guys should see his list of automated stuff. It blew me away. I didn't realize that anyone could be like that tech. You know that what was the movie where everything in your home is automated by a computer and then the house like tries to overtake all the people living in it and like mother them? What's the name of that? It was a 90s movie.
Trying to mother them?
Yeah. The house like takes over. It was a smart house, and it tries to take over the kid. Like it locks them in. It was able to vacuum. Oh my gosh, this is a great movie. But I feel like that's what we're on the cusp of, right? Where the house like revolts against you, and it's like you can't leave. Okay, moving
another
on.
One, VR headsets.
I still haven't played with one of those. Have you?
I know. My son has.
You haven't played with one?
I have not played. Yeah. My wife has played with one.
You're a big golfer. I can see you with like a golf club that's somehow like hooked up to your VR headset and you just like escape into that world and never come back. Well, you're like, I'm playing nine.
You always see the videos of like people like walk, like crawling, like mm-hmm. they're supposed to be like crawling over like between buildings or something.
Right.
And, like their family will come and push them and they like think they're going to die.
Oh,
Heart attacks waiting to happen.
We've got number 18 on the list, air purifier. Yep, those things are pretty cool. Winter boots because your feet are getting cold. Okay. Number 16, do you have one of those? The good old-fashioned air fryer?
I love the air fryer.
Yeah. Let's just stop and talk about air fryers for like the rest of the entire show.
The main reason, so I don't use it a ton. Well,
really? I'm using mine like almost daily.
The kids use it a ton, which the main thing is, you push it, put it in, you push the button, and it will automatically shut off in a certain amount of time.
I'm going to give everyone at home a quick recipe, okay? Get your brioche bun, your ham, your cheese, your mayo, and your mustard. Whip together a sandwich. Put some butter on top of it. Throw it in the air fryer at 360. Throw some tater tot coins in there. Set it for 8 minutes and come back. You will be thanking me. It's the best hot sandwich you're going to eat all year, okay? Love the air fryer. Moving on.
It's a reheater, not an air. I use it to reheat everything.
Really? I never use mine to reheat.
Reheat pizza.
No, I should.
It makes
I
it
should.
Like it's...
Now I'm going to.
Yes.
you just talked me into it. Because pizza is the hardest thing to reheat.
Yeah.
You do it in the microwave, it's soggy. If you do it on the pan, the bottom's burnt.
Yeah.
Air fryer.
It's the perfect storm.
But my air fryer doesn't have the little lid that folds down and you just pull the tray. You have to like reach down in there. It's like the circular one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what mine is too. Just grab some tongs. You'll be all right.
You know me. I'm always... All right, moving on. Shapewear, robotic vacuum.
What is shapewear?
Shapewear, you know, like where you want to hide some rolls or some things that aren't super flattering. You get the shapewear and it just, boom, you're a model. Okay. Robotic vacuum, I have
one. Another thing I want.
I don't love mine.
Really?
You don't want it. No. They start out great, but eventually they don't vacuum very well. They like lose their suction or something. And... then they just start depositing chunks of stuff all over your all over your floor, and then they wake you up in the middle of the night because they just no.
Okay.
Joggers, everyone wants a pair of those, right?
I'm assuming they're pretty much just sweatpants.
Yeah. Number
12. Just a new thing to call it.
Yeah, they're sweatpants. Number 12.
Well, sweatpants is on here too. I don't know what the difference between a jogger.
Yeah,
and
we'll
sweatpants.
Skip over that one. PlayStation, boo. Should be an Xbox, right? The press-on nails.
Uh-huh.
Hey, gotta do those at home and save some money.
It's cheaper than...
Yeah. Which.
Support local.
Yeah. Yeah, nails are a thing. We've got your iPhones, your AirPods, your phone cases. Let's get into the top five. Actually, number six is really funny. Compression socks.
I knew they existed.
But you didn't know they were that big of a thing?
I didn't know they were that big of a thing.
Neuropathy, diabetes. Man, you
is
guys
the
are really...
compression socks, like, is that what people use? Like,
yeah,
the sporting
yeah.
events, too? Like,
maybe.
NBA players, stuff like that? Are those considered compression socks?
The I guess
stuff
we
that
can
goes
lump
on your
those in there,
knees,
right?
In your shoulder?
How about just socks?
Socks
I feel
are
like,
great.
Yeah, everyone needs socks. You know, I could, you know, Cheyenne, if you're listening, if my wife is listening, throw some socks in the mix. A guy can never have too many socks. But the problem is when they're mismatched. I hate that. Like, pick a color and a style of sock.
We full on, I don't care if my kids are listening to this or not, but I bought socks, and I bought lots of them.
For Christmas this year?
Because we have so many of them.
Are you
going
to do it? Are you finally going to like throw
it.
Away all
I'm
the
I'm doing it. So
you're my hero.
This whole kind of week of stuff, we're going through everything, all of our laundry and stuff, and we're matching what we have, the good socks, and everything we can't find is being either donated or thrown away.
Do you know how long I've wanted to do this for?
Yes.
You know what? You're a genius. We're not giving you nearly enough
so
credit on this show.
Everybody gets socks for Christmas. That's just the way it works.
That is awesome. It is a sock Christmas. I love it. Okay. We are officially into the top five most like purchased Christmas presents. So tune in. Write this down. If you are looking to be trendy this Christmas, here are some ideas. The Samsung smartphone. That's hard for me to say because I'm an Apple person. So you know what? Just pretend like you didn't hear that.
And I used to be Samsung, and I didn't know how to work the iPhone. And then now I have an iPhone, and I don't have the energy to ever go back.
I bought a Samsung. Remember when they have the curved screen that went to the edge, like the edge curves? And oh yeah, so I bought one of those. What was it? The Galaxy 6 or
something like that.
That thing broke, and then they sent me another one, and it broke. I went through six of them in a year. And I'm like, do you guys just not make phones that work? And so I bought an iPhone, and I've never gone back, never looked back, never cared to. Number four on the list, I've never even heard of it. Justin,
I have heard of it.
I've never tried it.
I don't quite know exactly what
it is. Are we like
is.
Cavemen? Do we live under a rock? How are we not in tune with the top five? Matcha chi, is that how?
Matcha tea.
Matcha tea, yeah.
It's a type of tea.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
I'm not a tea drinker, though. I'm not, you know what? Leave that to the people over in Europe. Give me some coffee.
So I
love my coffee.
I feel like...
two shots. Make the espresso.
I feel like my wife used to sometimes buy like a matcha green tea something.
Oh, yeah.
Which maybe, but I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I don't really like that.
No one has time for tea. This is a coffee drinking country. Come on. sneakers at number three. I have a confession on air. I probably have 40 plus pairs of shoes, and I will only wear certain pairs during certain times of the year, and I'm always like clean. I am a huge shoe person. If I ever have another house, I'm going to have a walk-in closet and half of it's going to be just shoes.
I wish I was a shoe person.
Here over here.
Like,
those
I love them,
Crocs.
But I don't like to buy them. My wife has a tons of shoes.
I'm a sucker for the Nike outlet stores. Like, you throw me a $30 to $40 pair of Nikes that should be $110, I'll buy those every time.
I buy a pair of shoes, I wear them out, and I buy another one.
That's how I
function.
Justin, I still have shoes from like 2008.
Yeah. Oh, no, my wife
you can only
has,
wear them like
my wife
times
has
year.
Shoes from like 10 years ago that literally look like they've never been worn.
Wow. Well, Justin, we've got two more left on this list.
Should we save it?
I think we're going to save it. And I know if you're listening, you're like, how is this got anything to do with finances?
It probably doesn't, but
I'm going to loop it back in. You watch me do it. First, we got to take our last profit break of the day. But when we come back, the True Wealth team's going to loop this back into finances. You just watch. You guys are listening to the True Wealth Radio Show on 93.9 FM and 1240 AM. KQEN, we'll be right back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the final segment of the True Wealth Radio Show, where we are wrapping up an awesome episode that if you happen to miss, you're going to go to our website and listen to it tomorrow. That's Little John, FS is in financialservices.com. Justin, we are wrapping up the top 25 products that were sold this year,
mm-hmm.
and we got down to the last two before we had to take that profit break. Give me number two.
The Fitbit.
I am shocked. I'm stunned, actually. Mm-hmm. Did you think that the Fitbit was still going strong?
No.
I mean,
I didn't. The only reason I thought it might be because I feel like younger kids.
Do you think that's
like
what it is?
And so you wouldn't need an Apple Watch because they don't have cell phones. Like my daughter would love it.
Yeah.
She's 10.
I just remember back during like the really big craze of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone's like,
I had a couple of them.
20,000 steps. The next person would be like 30,000 steps. Yeah. And then, you know, 40,000. I'm like, you're an athlete. Like, 40,000 steps. You're an athlete, man. Good
and
job.
Eventually they get to the numbers. I'm like, you're just sitting there shaking it back and forth or something.
Well, I remember there used to be the contest, right? Like the person in the office that could get the most steps in
right.
the month. People were like strapping these things to their dogs and letting them go run through the field. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, stop it. Stop it. Where, what? If,
just hang it on like a cat toy and the cat will just.
Stop it. If you're that person, stop. Please. Number one on the list.
Still one.
I think you even just mentioned it, the Apple Watch.
Yep.
But yeah.
So do you have one?
Fun fact, I do not like anything that is on my body other than clothes, socks, and shoes.
Okay.
I don't wear a wedding ring. I don't wear watches, jewelry of any sort. I just can't handle the feeling of it being on me. So, no, I don't have an Apple Watch.
I used to.
Did you?
I didn't like it.
No. Did you hate like having to always feel it on your wrist?
No. I wear a watch every day.
I don't need another
almost.
Thing to distract me, honestly. Like,
but yeah, I didn't like, which you can, which my wife always says, like, you can turn all that off. But it would give me notification, like anytime I got a text message or a notification,
yeah.
like, I felt like my arm was vibrating all the time. And it just became distracting where I just always take it
That's
off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know.
And
not,
I just
my,
want it
my
to
phone's
tell
already,
me what time it is.
Yeah, my phone's already a big enough distraction. But, okay, so that wraps that part up. So how are we looping this all back together? Justin, do you
no,
want to take
Matt,
a step?
You said you had this master plan. I'm
I do. I
it.
Do. Okay, so I actually got asked an interesting question the other day, and someone was saying, hey, you know, is it a good time to maybe do some gifting, right? And it wasn't talking about presents. It was talking about like strategically giving some money away, mm-hmm. right? And I think there's this big misconception that you can, I mean, what is, do you remember what the limit is before you have to report it? I think it was.
Yeah,
like,
you have your.
Was it 17,000 for 2023?
Exclusion, which yeah. is like, I'm trying to, I think it's like 12.9 million per person. So a married couple.
Like
it's
federally.
Like,
yeah,
federally. But like, it's like 23 something.
Right. But like in a given year, if you want to give a certain amount of money to an individual.
So you can give any amount.
Right, you can.
It's just going to eat into that $24 million exclusion.
Right.
But you can gift up to $17,000 mm-hmm. a year per person.
And not even
not
have
report,
to put it
you
on
have
your
to
taxes.
Report it.
Right. And so that's where the misconception, I think, lies with a lot
yeah.
of people. And why are we bringing it up? Because maybe that is your
cash is a great gift.
Cash is a great gift. Maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe your estate is sitting on, you know, a large sum of money
yeah,
and you want to start giving some of that away to heirs to lower the amount that your estate yeah. has. There might be reasons to do that. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, I think when the markets are high and, you know, maybe it's a good time. Maybe not. It depends on your individual, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. But if that's something that you wanted to talk to an advisor about, that's kind of, you know, why we exist.
That's
right.
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do. So there's my really soft sale of the day.
That was the how we made this a financial radio show today.
Yeah, right. Like I just justified why we talked about Christmas and giving.
Yeah.
In like what, 2 minutes? So yeah. I feel pretty good about that. So if you know have any questions on, you know, what does my estate look like, mm-hmm. how do I maybe gift some stuff away to help lower the amount that the estate has, we can always kind of take a look at that for you and just maybe, you know, take a peek.
Yeah, and I mean the main reason for that is so when you pass away, there's some estate taxes
yes.
that can be involved.
Yeah, that's where you get into maybe a trust.
For another show.
Yeah. Okay, but we're out of time. So give us a call, 541-375-0898. That's all for now. You guys are listening to the True Wealth Radio Show on 93.9 FM and 1240 AM. Have a great rest of your week.
The preceding program was paid for by Little John Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brook Communications, its affiliates, or its employees.